And now on Radio 1, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where we get your texts. You can send them in, anything you want to know, 81199. Or send me a cheeky email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. A posh lady who works on Radio 4 will read out the correspondence and then we will answer them. Here's the first one tonight.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chappers, the one who doesn't speak, and the posh bird from Radio 4. My horse is called Vin, and he is a horse for one Vin, not Bin. The trouble is that thanks to you, a horse for one Bin has become my default thought. And Vin hears me say, a horse for one Vin, far too often. I think he's bored with it. I've tried to explain it to him, but he just looks at me as if I'm barking. Can you suggest a way I could explain it to him? Brennig and Vin.
A horse for one Vin?
Can you talk to horses?
I can't, no.
Some kind of horse whisperer.
I don't really think you need to explain it to your horse because it won't be able to understand you.
Exactly.
Seriously. People that think that animals can actually understand what they say is strange.
Why does she say that he thinks she's barking? Which is, you understand dogs but not animals, not humans?
Don't know. Can we move on?
Is that email sent by a Labrador?
I've got this as well.
What have you got?
This was sent in today.
What
it's
is it?
A horse for one Bin sticker, which apparently now you can get on some websites.
Really?
Someone's taken the trouble to make one, look.
Freely available on the internet?
And I tried to stick it up and then I thought it was back to front, but apparently it's one of those ones that you've got to, like, transfer on. So I need to get some wet stuff and then I can stick it.
We're not going
to
put it there, are you?
Why are you putting it across your...
Well, it's just, I don't know, it's just the first place
don't,
I thought
don't
to put it.
Don't put it on your boobs and say I'm going to do it as a transfer.
No, I have it on a T-shirt, I meant.
Oh,
not
okay.
Straight on.
I was going to say.
A bit of a gap in the middle. No, there isn't a gap in the... But you know what I mean? That made me sound horrible. Anyway, yeah, for like 95p or something.
A horse and then a gap for one bib. Well, that's good. You can
don't
get.
Don't laugh so much.
It's good that you can get stickers. Next.
Hello, Scott, Becky, Chappers, and everyone else, of course. It's Martin off of New Zealand. Hi. I was listening to your podcast the other day and heard you mention Scott's audition for Dancing on Ice.
Oh, God.
I used to work at ITV and had the pleasure, if that's the right word, to see the videotape of Scott's audition. He is correct. He cannot skate. It made a whole office laugh out loud, especially the bit where he asked if he could stop and get off the ice. Can you imagine what he would be like at doing all of those fancy lifts and twizzles and things when he couldn't even let go of the barrier? It would have maybe been okay, but the Dancing on Ice rink has no barriers, so it probably wouldn't. Anyway, it's night time in New Zealand, so I have to go to bed. Love you.
Okay, well, yeah, love you too. Thanks. I'm glad your office lolled at my Dancing on Ice audition. That better not be around anywhere.
Cause... Well, I know, I was just saying, that does mean that somewhere there is a video of your audition.
Yeah, but they promised me
the
they
nice
would never
people...
show it. They promised me.
Well, they promised, yeah, but did they promise that they wouldn't send it to people?
It might accidentally get into my hands, like the Hoff's dressing gown accidentally got into your suitcase.
It ain't gonna happen.
Accidents can happen.
Look, all it was I went round an ice rink and held onto the side like a 10-year-old that can't skate.
Why would you be bothered about that going into the public domain?
I just don't see where the humour is.
It's comedy.
Next.
Dear Scott and Chappers, Becky, the one that does not speak, and the posh Radio 4 lady who sounds very fit, tongue sticking out smiling.
Is she making that up again?
Why, what are you saying?
No, I'm not saying, no, I'm just saying she might add some things in. I'm not saying that she's not fit, she's a very attractive woman. What is it with me today?
I don't know.
My loose lips. Carry on.
Recently, I was watching Family Guy. You know the show they always show on BBC Three?
Always.
Anyway, while I was watching the named show, I noticed that Brian, the family dog off of Family Guy, has an uncanny resemblance to Chappers.
Oh, here we go.
I don't even know why. It's not like Chappers is really pale with a black dog nose. Just their personalities and mannerisms are the same. Fact. I love Chappers and think he sounds very sexy. Smiley. Love the show, Scott. Love you. Rose off of Plymouth. Tongue sticking out, smiley. XXX. P.S. I passed my driving test on my fourth attempt too.
Yeah.
But sadly, I couldn't blame my attempts on a cat.
Yeah, well, that's the cat that did a three... No, I didn't. The cat didn't do a three-point turn. That would have been amazing.
That would have meant that the cat passed and you hadn't.
No,
cat had done a three-point turn.
I was doing a three-point turn and the cat went underneath the car, which kind of messed up my chances.
Yeah.
Let me just see. Actually, I kind of know what they mean about Brian from Family Guy. You don't watch it, do you?
No, I don't watch Family Guy.
See, I can't stand The Simpsons. Love Family Guy. Here's Brian.
Oh, am I boring you?
Yeah, it sounds quite similar.
Brian, pick up. Over.
What?
Brian, please say over when you finish talking. Over.
What? Over.
Do you see the wire yet? Over.
No.
Get the kind of...
I kind of get it. Does this dog also have an abnormally large head when he appears on telly?
Yes.
Right.
It's the mannerisms as well, though, isn't it? Because when I saw that and went to get the clips, it just did remind me of you, Mark.
Just looks like angry all the time.
Doesn't really say much. A bit moody.
Bit moody.
Right.
Next.
Dear Scott... Hello. I was hoping to get my best mate Becky something good for her birthday, as she has been such a brill mate. As she is completely besotted with you, I was wondering if I could please get a signed picture of yourself. She would be unbelievably happy, and it would make her birthday. We saw you a couple of years back at a Robbie Williams concert, and it took about five people to prise her away from the fence. She was gutted when you went off into the VIP bit. Anyway, thank you. Lots of love, Vicky.
Okay, thanks, Vicky.
Hang on. Hang on. Now. Vicky, asking on behalf of her friend Becky,
yeah,
who's besotted with you.
Yes. Hang on, what's the name of your flatmate?
Vicky.
What's your name?
Becky.
Okay, good.
It's a coincidence. Mm-hmm. It's purely a coincidence.
Look, if you want a signed photo, just ask.
But if your friend's really been that much of a good mate, do you really want to get a signed photo of you? I'm not being funny, but...
I can sign your boobs if you want.
No.
Scott Gap Mills.
It's not for me, is it? I don't have a gap.
You said it.
What do we say?
Were you there at the Robbie Williams concert, pressed against the fence, trying to get into the VIP area?
No, that was probably the Robbie Williams concert where I passed out.
Hey?
And never lived it down because everyone thought I was so in love with him that that's why I fainted. It was actually, I think, I had an illness.
Oh, really? Again?
It's not like me to be ill, is it?
I know, you were ill again. What's the chance of that? Anything you want to know, 81199 or scott.mills@bbc.co.uk on email. Cheers.
Radio 1. Scott Mills.